So let's review. In the previous daf, the Gemara presented the shaila. Big de kahuna, nitnu lahanis ben, or loit nitnu lahanis ben. Is a kohen allowed to benefit from the big de kahuna, for example, while wearing them shaloi b'shas avoida, not while engaged in the avoida, or is it not allowed? The Gemara wanted to prove from the Mishnah as follows. The fact that during the kriya of the parasha hayoyim, the kohen gadol is allowed to wear itzdalis lavin mishaloi, a personal robe, and is not required to wear big de kahuna, indicates that kriya lav avoidahi. If so, the fact that he's also allowed to wear the big de kahuna indicates that big de kahuna nindu lahanis ben. The Gemara refutes this proof because dimashani kriya, the tzarech avoidahi, the reading is a need of the avoida and therefore considered part of the avoida. The Gemara then wants to resolve this shaila from the following Mishnah at the beginning of Masechtas Tamid, where it says, lahayi yishenim bebig de kodesh. The Kohanim did not sleep in their big de kahuna, implying that other activities, such as achila, eating, or hiluche, simply walking around while wearing the big de kahuna, is permitted because big de kahuna nit lahanis ben. The Gemara rejects this as well and says that achila may indeed be mutter because shana achila de tzarech avaydehi. Eating the meat of the korban is a need and part of the avaydeh, as the pasuk says, v'achlu oisim asher kupa behem, malam asher kahanim oichlim, ubayil miskapren. The eating of the kahanim contributes to the atonement of the owners. However, hiluchi may be aser. And the reason the Mishnah only mentions sleeping is because it wants to teach the heter of poishtin umakaplin umanichin tachas rashayin, which can be interpreted two ways. If we say big de kahuna nitnu lahanis behen, they folded and placed them tachas rashayin, under their heads. If we say loy nitnu lahanis behen, they folded and placed them kineged rashayin, as Rashi explains, eitzel rashayin, near their heads. After some discussion, the Gemara resolves this question from a brayso, which clearly states, Big de kahuna hayutz ben lemedina aser ubemikdash ben mishas avoda ben shaloi mishas avoda mutter mepnei shabig de kahuna nit lohanis ben shmamina. Big de kahuna may be used for personal use inside the Beis HaMikdash, but not outside the Beis HaMikdash, because as Rashi explains, shenoig baderchal, wearing it outside is treating it as a mundane garment, and it is aser midraban. The Gemara introduces other issues which are dealt with extensively in other parts of Shas. We will only mention them briefly, as they relate to whether we say tachas rishayin or keneged rishayin. Avnetish ha-kohen gadol zehu avnetish ha-kohen hedyot. Earlier in Masechtas Yuma Daf Beis, the Gemara discussed whether avnetish ha-kohen hedyot contained shatnez, a mixture of wool and linen. If it did, it is mutter midaraisa, but asa midarabana to put a tachas rishayin as the Braisa teaches, lo yal alecha, avlata mutter lo hitziya tach techa, avram ha-chachamim asa lasas kein, shematirchich nima achas al-besar. Mafsik le midi beini beini. Covering the abnate with the ksainis, which is not shatnez, would not help, because afil eser matzai zul gavzu, uklaim tachtein asalishan alein. All of the above compels us to say keneged rishayim. However, Rav Ashi says that there is no issue of shatnez here, because big de kuna kashan hay. They were stiff, and as Rashi explains, ve'en mechamim in lefikach, ein behem mishum klaim. The halal dumi de levisha, the isba, nos chimim hu de itzer. Therefore, we can say tachas rishayin. The Gemara proceeds to tell a story about Shimon HaTzadik, who donned his big de kahuna and went out with an entourage to meet Alexander's Moikdan, Alexander the Great, to stave off a gezeira when he issued a proclamation to the Kusim, allowing them to chas v'shalom destroy the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara relates that when Shimon HaTzadik approached Alexander, the non-Jewish emperor descended from his horse and bowed before Shimon HaTzadik, explaining to the stunned onlookers that before each battle he saw the image of this great tzaddik. The gezeira was immediately repealed, and the Yid made that day of the 25th of Teves a Yom Tov. The fact that Shimon HaTzadik wore his big de kahuna does not prove that big de kahuna may be worn outside the Beis HaMikdash, because ibayis ema ru'uin la big de kahuna, they were potentially big de kahuna, but they were not yet hektish. V'ibayis ema eis lasis l'Hashem heferi sarasecha. This was an unusual situation. The Mishnah continues to describe the Kriyas HaTorah. The Chazan HaKnesses passed the Sefer Torah to the Reish HaKnesses, who passed it to the Sgan Kohen Gadol, who passed it to the Kohen Gadol, all to show honor to the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol Oimed Umekabel. The Kohen Gadol stood up to receive the Sefer Torah. It seems that he was sitting until now. This shows that it was in the Ezes Nashim, because in the Azara there is a halacha, in Yeshiva Ba'Azara El Lamalche Beis David Belvad. No one may sit in the Azara except for the kings of the house of David. The Kari Achrei Mois va'achba aser. The Kohen Gadol reads the entire Parshas HaVoide in Achrei Mois and the Parshas HaYom and Parshas Emor. The Gemara explains that although we had learned in Masechtas Megillah that medalgim benavi ve'ein medalgim b'Torah, we generally may not skip between Torah readings in the Chumash, it is, however, permitted in our case because it is be'inyan echad. Both parashas are discussing the same topic in Kippur, and b'chdei shlo yafsik ha'torgamin. The two parashas are close together, and we can scroll to the second parasha while the translator is repeating the first parasha. Uve'asa shabachumash ha'pikudim kar alpeh. And he then reads the mafter in Parashat Pinchas by heart, lefisha in goylin sefer Torah b'tzibur memnei kvay tzibur. Because it's disrespectful to make the tzibur wait until they scroll the Torah so far. We also cannot bring another sefer Torah, mishum pekam mishal rishon, as this might cast aspersions on the first sefer Torah, or mishum bracha shein etzricha. It would cause an unnecessary bracha. Therefore, the solution is to simply read the mafter bal peh. Before he does that, b'goylin sefer Torah u'manicha b'chekoi, he rolls up the Sefer Torah, holds it, and says, Yesimash shekiras lefneichem kasavkan. That which I am going to read for you by heart is also written in the Sefer Torah. Shaloi lohitzi la'az al Sefer Torah, so that they don't think that is missing from the Sefer Torah. On this daf, we had two well-known Agadic teachings. How the Chacham eliminated the Yitzhahara of Avodah Zarah, the evil incarnation to worship idols, and partially eliminated the Yitzhahara of Arayis, a morality regarding to le'migri be'le'inish b'kirabaseh, there's no desire for relatives which are forbidden by the Torah. Amar Bishu ben Levi, Lama nikra shman anshe kines hagdoyla, shechazira ator leyoshna. The anshe kines hagdoyla restored the crown to its original status. Maisha amar hakel hagadol hagiba v'anoyra, Maisha Rabbeinu praised Hashem with the three attributes of hagadol hagiba v'anoyra. Yirmi hanavi omitted noyra, and Daniel omitted giber. Until the Anshe Knesset Gdeila came and reinstituted the original tefillah, as we say, until today, Hakel HaGadol HaGibah V'Anayra, may we be zeichet to see the return of the full glory of Hashem, M'her B'Yameinu, Amen.